FMR. Clinton advisor, corrupt Biden family business could destroy Democrats in midterms. By Wendell Hussebo on April 12, 2022. A former advisor to Bill Clinton said on Sunday the corrupt Biden family business could sink the Democrats' chances of retaining the House and Senate in 2022. In a Hill op-ed, Douglas Shane wrote the Biden family business is rapidly developing into a huge scandal that threatens to spill over into becoming a mainstream election issue. Democrats have already lost the momentum to Republicans, as polls show the GOP with leads on enthusiasm, topical issues, and the generic ballot. Congressional Democrats have been crushed by the weight of Biden's 40-year high inflation, supply chain woes, border crisis, and soaring crime. Shane acknowledged the federal probe into Joe Biden's family and warned as more information comes to light, the risk of this becoming a problem for the president is increasing. Hunter is under investigation by the FBI for tax fraud, money laundering, and the violation of lobbying laws. Joe Biden has brazenly claimed over and over again to have no knowledge of his family's corrupt business dealings. But text messages, photos, and reported meetings suggest otherwise. In fact, Biden was involved 11 separate times in the Biden family business. In one text message from Hunter to his daughter, Hunter revealed Joe Biden's family payout vehicle. The detailed mechanism indicates a collection of 50% of familial salaries for 30 years. I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years, Hunter described in texts to his daughter. It's really hard. But don't worry, unlike Pop, Joe, I won't make you give me half your salary. According to former Utah U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman, the Biden family business may reveal the core of an entrenched business enterprise which could involve legal predicates for racketeering charges. Shane also noted the Biden family business was engaged with a state-owned Chinese energy firm, China Energy Company, in which Hunter profited $4.8 million. Shane writes, if it is proven that President Biden was not only involved in but profited from Hunter's business deals with Chinese state-owned firms, it would be a politically calamitous development for the president. If this was the case, and I caution against leaping to conclusions without all of the facts, it is easy to see how the Hunter Biden saga will move from a private family matter to a much larger political issue that calls President Biden's integrity into question. Indeed, if there is evidence that President Biden was actively facilitating the business interests of Hunter for the collective benefit of the Biden family, there will be real political damage. Shane's observations come after Biden has been asked about his involvement in his family business. Time and time again he has stated he has never spoken to Hunter about the family business and that nothing illegal was done. During the 2020 election, Joe Biden even called Hunter's laptop from hell a Russian plant in a smear campaign. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHussebo.